Kuf Chaf. Says the Mishnah, Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph. Ein Meidin Ela Achatetei Nafsho Afilu Ra'u Meguyod V'Tzoluv V'Hachaya Ochel Esbo. I'm going to try to stay away from the blood and gore, which the post can talk about at great length in these contexts. What can I tell you? Blood and gore is part of the real world that we inhabit. But I'm a little bit squeamish, and I don't think it's going to contribute too much to go into the very gory details you'll find in the Pesachei Tshuva and the Notes of our Poskim, and the earlier, of course, in the Mefarshim, the Gvei Shmuel. I'll try to stay away from that as much as I can. If those who want to see, please feel free. The question, of course, becomes, why not? If not, why not? So, the Gemara speaks about this a little bit on Kuf Chof Amud Beis. It says, L'meimra de Meguyot Chai. If you don't testify that he died, obviously he can live. The Gemara has questions. It seems that he can't live. Right? That's what's all about Meguyot. And what about Tzolov? What is Tzolov? Who wants to translate Tzolov? Right. What'd you say?
Cross.
On a cross. That's what we say. He's crucified, which has certain religious implications, which we're not going to go into right now. So why? Take a look, Rabosai, in the Yafei Naim. Yafei Naim is the one who quotes all the Yerushalmis, as you well know. So take a look in the back on the Yafei Naim in his commentary on Kuf Chof Amud Beis. He quotes a Yerushalmi, quite a striking Yerushalmi. Those who have my edition, you'll find it on page Yud Ches in the Yafei Naim. Kuf Chof Amud Beis. Em Eden Al Atzalov. Birushalmi Halacha Gimel. Tama Omer Ani Matrunisa Ovra Olav Upta Asa. He was there on the cross, doomed to die. And some kind-hearted matriarch passed by, had Rachmanis on him, and took him off. Took him off the cross. I guess she detached whatever chains or ropes were holding him there, and she redeemed him. She saved him. Not a very likely possibility, but you know, as we say, anything can happen, right? Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and take a look what the Pesachei Tshuva has to say in Sifkoten Kuf Lamed in the name of the Noda B'Yehuda. Hope you all have Shulchan Aruch tonight, as I asked you to have. Simen Yud Zayin, Sivkotin, Kuf Lamed. Okay. So remarkable situation. Ru'u tzolov, Shulchan Aruch and Sif Lamed Aleph. Ru'u tzolov, v'of ochel bo, af al pisha dakru, o yoro bo chitzim. Ein midin olav, shemes. That's it. Says the Pesachei Tshuva of Sifkoten Kuf Lamed as follows. I am B'Tshuvas Noda B'Yehuda. Simen Mem Vav. Shekosov. Ta'at kan lo amru b'mishnah da yikav kuf chof. Afil ro tzolov. Ela b'ra'o l'shato v'holochlo. I saw him on the cross and he walked away. Avalim bo achar kami yomim. V'ra'o adayin tzolov. I left with someone on the cross. I come back days later and someone's still on the cross. I can no longer recognize it. Afil lo hikira hakach aminon hainu hai shetz nitzlav v'hainu hai shodenu tzolov v'lo chashin aliyachem. Whoever was in Shia yesterday should remember we're going to learn this from Pesachim of all places. Sure enough. Maybe sugat the Pesachim, daf yud, plukta the Rabbi Rashbak B'sharayi v'derazol v'rav ha-magid poskul k'rebi. Afil l'bishal toru. Tarminon, haino haisha ovad, haino haisha nimtza. I had a tour in Arachayim Paskins. No. Him lo bitel tzorach livdok. Hichriya b'shal Torah k'rashbag. Uvad rabbonan k'rebi. Umeyavata omarni. This is not a b'yudun. Avshe chashashas ha-mishna baruch tzolav sh'ein b'idun hu rak chumra d'rabbonan. Ava medarais muteras d'rubu l'misa. Kemo shemora loshan aramba milchus nachos. After noket sham v'of ochel bo v'chakach ovid zichro. Name of the Dafka Nokat Shazer Raya Shemakes, Mikomagom, Harigam Bididon Didan, Hareha Eid Omar Shomadal of Achero, Thus as Shoin Toit Gewesen. My edition has the Hebrew. Shekvar Hoya Makes, Av Shiesh Hasha Shomad Bididami, Mikomagom, Logora Mimada of Ochabo, and Kena Koponim is the Rakuma Bidirabonim, Ubis the Rabonon, the Chulian Raminon. Hainu hai di ovid v'chule. Wow. That's quite a big chiddush. Goes back to some other intricacies of the sugya Masechet Psachim with Tahara, with Chometz, etc. We're not going into the Lung Psachim right now. That's what he says. And he goes further than that. Odeh Shlomo, I'm skipping a few lines. Ah, the kana fili rashbag modin. Ad kan lo pligi ala b'malkam lo shayach loma kan nimtzo kan hoya. We made that phrase already yesterday a little bit. Kan nimtzo kan hoya is primarily a sukkah ksubis. Kigon tzada she nimtzo bo kemer. It's a sukkah psoch. Aber b'tzol of the nidu didan. Ye arminan she zehu she nitzlav. Arminan kan nimtzo kan hoya. Me ho eis she ev she lomar kan hoya. Da hainu sho she nitle. Aber lam ata ome she zeh she nitzlav nifsuk achevel. The string was cut. V'yard, he ran away. V'chakach nitzav acher kan. What, they put someone else in the same course. Im kein zeh anim sakan, lo hoya kan mishar rishona, l'chakach uvul kan. V'tala chashina. And that's what he says. That's what he says. And it's lo shirach klal, based on the Gemara Masechet Bechor, Daf Chaf Hei. Therefore, he thinks that we know Adam say that the husband of this Isha was hung. For Adam alola mitzua hakam yom tzolav still hanging there. Ukvaru. Av shlo heidu sheikiru at that time. Aminan shubalo Isha azos ba'atzmo. V'lo chashin al yacher. Ad kan torach dvorav. So that's a remarkable Noda Behuda quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva over here in Sivkoton Kuf Lamet. Oh. Now, this idea of kanimsa kanhoya, that whatever was, is, whatever is, will be, is that things just sort of stay the way they are, was quoted by Rav Zalman Nechemiah in his tshuva on the Twin Towers. I wanted to bring it to your attention. Okay, a person reached in the fourth floor, we know for a fact. I will evsha sheyorad misham kodem ha'isnakshes derech hamat. Maybe got down through the elevator just before. Not all the case that we dealt with was there evidence that after the plane hit, he was up there. Most of the cases there was evidence even afterwards. He got on the phone. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm on page 17 in the Colt Svi. It's online?
Yeah.
Now look at that. Okay, so you get on your computer. Okay. Colt Svi. Why you Torah? This is Kol Tzvi Choveres Dalit from Tavshin Samach Beis, page 17. Look at that. I didn't realize it. Yet. Just so you both of you have computers. Just go follow along with me. Oh, this changed my whole attitude. I didn't realize yet that I had it online. Oh, I have to tell. Say okay, good. So he says because not in all the cases do we know that he was there afterwards. Now, if you recall, now that they have it online already, so we go back to page 3, the first case he's communicated afterwards, the second case as well, but the third case we have no communication after someone saw him at 8:30 in the morning. So that this refers to this case. Now of course in the case they found DNA at the end, more than DNA, they found half his body, but what Rabbi Zalman Nechemiah is discussing, what would happen in the case in which we'd have to make sure he was there? And of course, we well know that the last of the eight cases, which I consider to be the most difficult case of all, demands that we assume he was still there on that 78th floor, didn't run down the steps in the few seconds, a minute, between the time that the lady saw him and the time that the second plane hit. So Rabbi Zalman Nechemiah writes as follows. Yesh kan chazaka kamaisa, ha'yesha metchila. Umeacha shein raya shaholach misham, ha'menin al-chaskoso, demei karosh, inesha sham. Oh, no! No! Fakir, the two conflicting chazakas. Chazaka cheskas chai, he's alive. Fakheskas eshes ish, two against one. V'no ma'ashe yorad v'nitzo. That's Rabbi Zalman Nechemiah shayla. So now, I think Chazaka Kamaisa wins. Why? Because there's no Reyesa. There's no Reyesa that he ever moved from there. There's no Suffolk. Was a Cheskas Chai, the Cheskas Eshes Ish, is a very, very significant Reyesa. You and I know it's truly that he was killed. That's what he says. How do you know the Chazaka She'ein B'Reyesa beats out the Chazaka She'esh B'Reyesa? And he goes into Hilchos Shechita. We can't go into Hilchos Shechita right now at great length. He quotes a Shav Shmaitza on the bottom of page 18. Okay? And he quotes other rites. So he concludes on page 19. I have to tell you that if you look up Yeshurun, not the one I have in front of Yud Beis. If you look at Yeshurun Yud Aleph, is Yeshurun online too? It is? Look at that. So you look up Yeshurun. Yeah, okay. Look it up. Yeshurun Yud Aleph has 50 pages before. Look at Yeshurun Aleph, see what the date is. When Yeshurun Yud Aleph was printed. You want to tell me that? Yeshurun Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, when was it printed? It was printed, I'll tell you when it was printed. If I looked it up, I have it in my house, I didn't bring it. Before I wrote even the first Shaila to Rav Zalman Nechemiah. When was it printed?
All I can pull up now is Tavshin Samach.
Correct, Tavshin Samach Beis. But it even says on the cover, it says what month the Tavshin Samach Beis. It was they usually come out in Nisan and in Tishrei. If I'm not mistaken, Yud Aleph was Nisan of Tavshin Samach Beis. Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know about that because this is Nisan Tavshin Samach Gimel. Someone came out. If you can find it, it'll be interesting for you to know. I looked it up in my house. I think it was Nisan. Before I didn't write my Shaila till Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. So of course I'm not quoted there by definition. I don't take no umbrage. They quote the entire back and forth, which was between these great Rabbanim, Rabbi Gersten and Rabbi Eliyahu Levine, and Rav Yashiv's name is at the end of the log. Is there Rabbi Bramberg, who was a big Talmud Chacham? And it's something which they told me on this. You know, this is not printed. When Rav Yashiv was consulted, what do you do with this? This is unprecedented problem. He said, get Rabbanim who are what he called Shas Lamdon. Don't get technocrat Rabbanim. Get Lamdon who can think in the much broader. Because these Shas are going to be very broad and general Shas. So they got people who never had any expertise. Rabbi Bramberg, Shalita, the Rosh Yeshiva based at Talmud, learns, you know, Ktsois and the Sivis and the Chaims and Brisker. Not into the world of Halacha. But he heard of Yosha's call, to his tremendous credit. He wrote up, I think, a 30-page piece with all these exactas of Yosha wanted him to write, with all these Chakiris about the generalities, Rubut Lesser Kaman, Chazokas. You know, we all talk about an abstract, but it never comes down to Halacha Lamaisa. In Agunas. So he wrote there, and if I'm not mistaken, there they describe Cantor Fitzgerald in, I don't think it's in the Yud Beis one that I have in front of me, I'm quite sure it's in the Yud Aleph one. They describe what went on in the life of, that's why they called it energy traders. I think that's what they called it over there. Is that true that they traded energy? Someone said bonds yesterday? Yeah, the way they describe, I read it, they traded energy. A guy has to come in between 8 and 10:30 in the morning, couldn't even go to the bathroom. You had to be tzamut to your computer screen, because deals are here and here and here. The same thing which we described, guys on the phone to Houston. Apparently Houston is another major center of all these kinds of deals. And the guy was, we know for a fact he was there, and they're clearing, if he was there 2 minutes before, see, this, Yeah, this is in Yud Beis. I don't have the Yud Aleph one. You'll see it at great length. Those who want to get it, I'm sure you can get it online or get it in the library. They say, energy trading, you can't move. It was undoubtedly there. They can never move. They said for he never go to the bathroom to 8 and 10:30. So he had to be tamud to a screen. He's negotiating back and forth because these things change by the minute. The price of energy up and back and around. So that's what they were assuming. That's a very good reason to assume that he was in one place. It was not like I didn't go into those details. I didn't provide him with such, you know, I didn't go into the details of how often a person left his desk from Cantor Fitzgerald, but the work was done for either Acherim, and I guess that would have made Rabbi Zamnachem even more comfortable in his position over here. You don't have to worry about it. Oh, yes. Oh, so here's the question. Omnam, the very next paragraph. Yesh l'ayin l'fizeh b'mashadon v'tshuvas noda b'yudah, simen menvav. Echa sh'tzolva also alaitz. We just saw that in Pesachet Tshuva. V'donim yesh l'achsho shema horidu atzolva v'lefnei Hashem eis, v'tzolva yishakha b'mkomo. And he's going, Pesachim, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay? And they found 3 days later, even though we don't recognize him, we assume it's the same person, a whole pilpul, kevesh, and nevad, etc. The last line of the page. The Zoreinu Kosha. Shagan Barod Solov Vaholhu Natir Vipnesha Hamidu Al Cheskoso Shenisot Solov. Hey man, if you stay on the cross, you're going to be dead. You can't live forever on the cross. So just assume, who needs this whole pilpul, not a Yehuda? Just say it's simple. You found him on the cross, he's dead. So Rabbi Zalman Nechem on page 20 says no. Number one, Aleph. Evsha shenisha chai, she'enach reach she'yomus ha'tzolav ha'chakami yomim. V'lochein rak im ra'ud tzolav ha'chakami yomim, ra'ud tzolav she'meis, oz matir. In other words, you can survive on the cross. I don't know, I haven't done any of your homework on this. You go on the internet. How long can you survive on a cross? And the people, I guess, give him a little nutrition, you know. Like people feed the birds, so they can feed the guy on the cross too. And then he can survive up there. Okay, that's number one. But here, no way. If you were in that place, it was Kivshon Eish, forget about it. Two. He's going to try everything you can get. You're going to try to you're tied up in ropes. You'll try to rub your hands. You ever seen the movies? The guy rubs his hands against the ropes and, you know, he gets, come on. We've all seen these things or heard about these things, you know? You never saw a guy who's roped up? And then you try, come on, it'll be cowboy, old cowboy shows I was in the 50s. They always had these guys just get out, untie their own ropes somehow or other. Yeah? Okay? Yeah? Shalachay nechshav adam k'nol atzafik. But here, there's no reason for him to leave his computer. There's nothing happening at that point in time. Those are his two chiluk. Chiluk number three is Yerushalmi, the Matronisa. She came and she released him. That's the next paragraph. Nobody quotes that. He says, that's only below Chazru V'ro Achakayim HaMishon Meis HaTzolov. But if it came 3 days later, they don't expect that the Matronisa redeemed this one and they found another one. In any event, for our purposes, he says, if not for the Matronisa, we would have been saying it's Mutter. Shemistama Nishir Tzolavu Meis. Umishyam Siyata Ledvarenu. Shein Choshin Minastam L'shem HaHishtana. But he rejects it. It's not a proof positive. Why? Uli Esh Litchos. Tashani Hosen B'Tzolav Shemistama Nitzel V'Yidina Malchus. People don't put people on crosses for fun. The government did it. They didn't say that's the just government, but it's a government. The government has sentries there to make sure that he in fact dies. That's what he suggests. You assume he was there, even without the later proof that he. Because I spoke from the telephone. Maybe he spoke from his cell phone downstairs. Maybe the email came from outside. In case to close that hole, Rav Nachem goes through this whole discussion that he was there at the beginning. We assume he was still there. Now, this came under some fire from in Yeshurun. Yeshurun, I was giving the page numbers. If you have it online, you can look at it. Yeshurun Yud Beis, page Tuf Kuf Chaf Zayin. to Kuf Tuf Kuf Lamed. If you want to look up, see there's a back and forth about this. On page Tuf Kuf Chav Zayin, Rav Zalman Lechem is responding to what Rabbi Levine and Rav Gersten had responded to him. Kos of Rav Levine, Lahasik Lamashik Asafti Shesh Lahamed Al Chazaka Adam Chenimtsev Mokam Asuyim. By the way, in the Yeshua Nid Aleph, Cantor Fitzgerald was so bent on having their employees right there that they made their own cafeteria on the 101st floor. Everyone else went down to the bottom to get lunch. No, no time. They were slave drivers. They made their own cafeteria. You have to eat. All right, so you go down four flights and eat and come back up. This gives you an example of how unlikely it was that these people left their posts. Okay? And he writes in the Shav Shmaitza, etc. Look, next paragraph. Katar Hisigalzeh. Rabbi Levine is a big goyin. And I saw. And I understood it as meaning as follows. Shelo amru chazaka lebedvarim shenogim ledin. Come on. Behema b'chaya b'cheskes yisra metz. O cheskes penuya. O cheskes esh yisish. Shem huchzuku b'din mesuyam liyisra lehet. Cheskes chay. You can divorce your wife. Avaloma chazaka b'dova she'ain bo din. Gon she'odim zeh nimsa mokum zeh. She'ain tenach kemila ledin at that point in time. Lo nemru dinin chazaka. Fascinating svar by Rabbi Levine. The only time we say chazaka kamaisa is when it's relevant in some halachic reason. Here, the fact that this guy is sitting at his desk from 8:30 till 8:46, bashma blah. So there's a tree over there, blah. Who cares? It's halachically irrelevant. And if it's halachically irrelevant, perhaps we don't apply the principle of chazaka kamaisa. U'omnam svar chashuv v'hizu v'nitenes layam sam lechemya. He's an honest man. He says, oh, you got me. This is an interesting svara. Yeah. Hold on. And he goes into an entire tzos. Again, I'm saving a little bit of time. So he goes into a whole discussion. In any event, at the end of the day, after this whole discussion, he's not willing to concede it. But if you look on page Tav Kuf Chav Tes, Omnam b'nido didan, gamim naskim l'svarazu, shen chazaka el l'dava shishmanach kemina l'din, mikom akom, even you'll say you're right, mikom akom, mashka savnu shebemokom shen reyesa, asomchen al chazaka, afilu neged chazaka acheres, and the pashak and boduk, again, those all those things before, okay? Yesh loma shegambali hadin chazaka, kach hadin, shekol shen reyesa, Ze atzvo hadin shen choshen l'sofek, and he calls him Shmeitzer. In other words, you, Rabbi Levine, are saying there's no such thing of chazaka. All right, say whatever you want to say. Don't call it a chazaka. But there's no reason in the world to assume the person left his desk. You don't want to give it a status of chazaka, so call it a svar b'yal. Whatever you want to call it. Then he has to defend himself. Two paragraphs later. Ulamita shel davar lo samachti al svarazu. V'lochein lo kasafti ad vermal liatzmi. Ella, he quotes me over here, that after I told him that he found DNA, so I throw this in as an extra sniff. He only threw this in as something extra. Okay, but is that really true? With the DNA and all those, let's review ourselves, not every single case had a DNA. As we know, the last case, the eighth case, number eight, and when there was no DNA, that's the one we needed to survive the most. So what he's saying over here now is not such a, it doesn't give me that much comfort. Okay, this is the response of Rav Zalman Nechemia to the question of Rabbi Eliyahu Levine on this matter.
They were killing in the last case.
Sorry?
They were killing in the last case.
The last case. I don't remember. They were killing? I don't know. They were the killing? I don't remember anymore. I don't remember. I'll see in a second. Case number eight. No. Nothing. Zero. You just know that he was on the 78th floor. Testimony. That's all. To the best of my knowledge, unless I'm not remembering everything. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to take a look. Where was case number eight? Hold on. Here we are. I see nothing here. On page 8 and 9, I see nothing which indicates that. It's interesting, in Kol Tzvi itself, Rabbi Zalman Nechemiah was criticized at this point by a very great Talmud Chacham named Rabbi Menachem Mendelssohn Rovitz, Rosh HaKol de Kol de Milwaukee. He wrote him a nice letter, which goes from 36 to 40. And he says, he called the Shav Shmeitzer to know he was still there. It's different, it's not different. He writes this letter on Beis Chanukah, Tovshin Samach Gimel. This is the winter of 2002-03. He right away responds back the next day. He's such a Talmud Chacham. It would take me 6 years to write this thing. Yom Chav Ches Kislev. That's 2 days later. That's the fourth day of Chanukah. Yikras Mechtavu Kibalt Adei HaFax. I don't know how to get the letter so fast. He gives the answer, kind of facts. Bo diyunim pilpulim maleim chochma. Okay? And he goes back to the Shmeitzer is right, the Shmeitzer is wrong. You know, I can't even get involved in this whole discussion. But he says, he still thinks that he's right, that the Father Yisrael, he didn't leave his post. So we want to look a little bit more. There's the biggest argument for the eighth case, I told you before, which I think I read it to you yesterday, on page 29, Well, that's where the discussion is found, because the neisha borol on Hashem b'mokom also yom haimish lachosh l'shem yotzu me'abinyan kodem apikua v'nitzlu. Maybe somehow or other he got out. Maybe somehow or other he got out. It's interesting, Rav Zalman Nechemiah makes reference to what he wrote a long time ago. It's printed in Tchumin, Chelek Yud Beis, and that's also printed in the Yeshurin, and perhaps I'll get to it a little bit later. Something quite remarkable, which they wrote in Tchumin, that Rav Zalman, he wrote, Lifnei Shonim Rabos. Now, Rav Zalman Nechemiah wrote this in 2002. So, how many Shonim is Shonim Rabos?
Shnayim.
Apparently, Rav Zalman Nechemiah wrote this other thing in the 60s. He was a really, really young man learning in a kollel, Rav Unterman's kollel. He says, if you look in the Tchumen, and it even tells you, I think I'll tell you later, we'll get to it later. I hope to get today, unless Monday, to actually read it to you, Rav Zalman Nechemiah wrote some of the highlights. So creative. Wow, even at such a young age, he was such a creative mind that, of course, you understand, to be creative and to be responsible, you have to know Gan Shas. You will not be creative. It's worthless. It's dangerous to be creative if you don't know Gan Shas to keep you back as otherwise you say crazy things. So, we'll see later. So, I want to tell you something now which is going to maybe knock your socks off. Yes, sorry.
When were they actually marked as women before they...
We were not mad to anybody until a year after the
We waited for all these discussions too.
We'll see soon how the year came in to play. I don't have the date of the Psaka, which had Rav Yoshua in the bottom of it. Although if my memory is correct, by definition it came less than a year. Because I think if I recall the Yeshua was printed, I believe, only 6 months after the event.
Rav Yoshua was masked.
It was massive, not to our cases, to the Rabbi Levine's case. They had only one case. I didn't go to Rabbi Yosha because I can't get through the Iron Curtain.
Didn't they? It must have been later with
them
because they were discussing all
their topics. Yeah. We mentioned what Rabbi Yosha, presumably agreed to. I mentioned it in my Shaila. I quoted Rabbi Yosha because I already knew from the other people who were matter before I even wrote anything that Rabbi Yosha was making it. In my letter I wrote, Rav Yoshev said something, but he didn't discuss our case directly. In other words, where do I have that over here? Somewhere I know I mentioned Rav Yoshev's name in my letter, and I said that he discussed his case, and the particular case that he discussed, he said something or other, but it didn't help completely in our case. I don't know where that is, but quite sure it's somewhere in here that I had mentioned his name. If you can find it, fine. I mean, maybe you can search. I don't know how to do these online things. Okay. But let's go a little bit away and see a chelkas mechokek, Rabosai, sifkoton lamid aleph. Okay? Chelkas mechokek, sifkoton lamid aleph. Okay? Chelkas mechokek, sifkoton lamid aleph. It'll lead us to an incredible conclusion. I mean, mamish mind-boggling. But that's what we have Gdolim to tell us mind-boggling conclusions. Okay. Says the Chalkas Mechokek and Tzivkot and Lam and Aleph. There's nothing that you'll say nothing to do with us. You're right. You'll see soon how, what has to do with us. What's the case? Much earlier in Siman Yud Zayin, in Tziv Tezvov, something which we spoke about already once, and we're going to come back again as we go. A big machlokes. The Ramah is v'chol makom sh'tiika plukta b'dinin elu hazlina l'chumra. You always go l'chumra. Now I can understand very well why we should go l'chumra, because after all we're talking about such a high stakes over here. Chalila v'chas and eshes ish. In Chalkas B'chokki quotes the Masas Binyamin, who quotes the Mizrahi, hazlina l'kula, brings it right from Adias, from Mishnah, sh'mishas atchak yesh nismach adivrei hayochid. Okay. So this is found in the Masas Binyamin in his comment in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, he suffix Ilu Ra Dirvi Rabbi Mizrahi Shahoya Pesach Kavasei Lukula Kibas Royu Batama Nibukoimo. He would have certainly agreed with that. He named it MS Terem Roisi Bidirvi Rabbi Mizrahi. Listen to this. They're arguing in a shalom b'shas atchak. Then you have a right to rely on the mekilim b'shas atchak. What a great kasha. If it's a machloka shalom b'shas atchak, you can say, Kedai Rabbi Pulis b'chol b'shas atchak. But if the whole machloka is b'shas atchak, and egon is always b'shas atchak, how can you say, well, that's crazy. What a great kasha, no? Efshali Yashev. Ki gam be'igun ein kol ha'agunos shavos. Ki isha zekeno. Asha einer redufali nase. She has her hormones died a long time ago. Ein sarach lahaka v'lispah al-divri ha'yacht. Right? She's 70 years old. Lived a full life with 50 years of marriage with a wonderful husband. And she lacks company. Okay. But is she running to get married? You know, people are impelled by certain hormonal desires, etc. She's 70 years old. Those are not in full force, maybe not in force at all. Yeah, companionship. I'm not saying 70 year old women shouldn't remarry. Chas v'chalila. But you wouldn't call her redufal in us. Uvefrat hecha shemitzapin al edus shivo old bisman korov hashatuchal in us al pir. But Amim hecha shaguni yalda. She doesn't mean she's 5 years old and kind. Yalda means she's in her 20s. She has a whole life ahead of her, and she has normal desires that every man and woman have in that period of life. Urudufuli nase yesh lachush penteite letarbus ra. If not let me marry, I'll live with a man without the benefit of remarriage. And if I can't get a rabbi to do this, if I can't find a Jew, I'll find a goy. I could just, you know, 1, 2, 3. Chalila v'chas. V'imlo nekel, k'divri ha'yochad, ain't true for ligun shaloi de'edis ha'cherim. Zem mikish ha'satchak, as the Masas Binyamin said. Quite remarkable. Now we're going to take this one step further. Rabosai, if you learn halacha, you know, as a general principle, we know that shas ha'tchak is k'diyev. You know what I'm talking about? You ever heard that principle? Shas atcha k'diyeved ami. That means whatever is good b'diyeved, we're not permitted to do it, and shas atcha we're permitted to do it. Now we come to the final step of this three-step process. Rabosai, we already saw the Gemara briefly yesterday. Mayim she'ein lem sof. What's the halacha? Correct. Lo tinasei v'mnisas lo teitse. Comes along the Shvus Yaakov, who was quoted in Otzer Aposkim, Sivkot and Reish Samach, Os Chof Hei. Since b'di'evet, if a woman whose husband died or drowned in Mayim she'ein lem sof, b'di'evet, she can stay married. If she's young, she can remarry l'chatchila. What an incredible kula. That's an incredible kula. That's Mefurish and Shvus Yaakov. Chela Gimel Simon Kuf Yud. Excited here in the Otzer HaPoskim. Wow. So according to the Chagos B'chok, you even learn a Das Miut? Did the Shvus Yaakov say it only in the case of Mayim Shein himself? That's a question. Did he say it? What about Shar Umdenis? There are other Umdenis, Rabosai, which are also pretty powerful, you know. The Lashon Shar Umdenis is found over here in the Ramah. Lo Teitse, Im Yesh Rayos Umdenis Shemes. Comes from the Piskei Marai. That's a Truma Sedeshin, and it has two volumes, the first and the second. The Piskei is the second. And the Beishmul Nun says, Afilu Belo Hagodah Klal, Hecha the East Raya of Umdenis, Domel et tova v'mayim shein lem sof. Kam lo teitze. So nu, let's take a case which is comparable. There's no water. Not in a water park. It could have happened anywhere else. The World Trade Center, right? There's clearly the evidence there is overwhelming that the eighth case died. So if it's a young woman, I don't remember how old she was. We should put down the age of the woman in the case history, which was obviously not printed, but we have it on our file. We always ask how old the woman is. I'm not sure we took it into account. I don't remember as being that young. I don't remember anymore. It's been a few years. I'm sure we can access the files if necessary. Okay. So now, Rabosai, we come to Sif Lamed Dalet. Yes. Wouldn't you have to prove what?
His original case he was referring to was an older woman.
Well, no. In other words...
I'm sorry, you said that. I'm saying, in general, all the kulas are in Machlokas, because you have to say it's about an older woman. To prove the original Machlokas was about an older woman.
In other words, right. In other words, all the kulas are across the board. It's a Machlokas HaPoskim across the board. And according to the Chagos Machlokas, we saw, if she's over... Want to fill in a blank? 50? Who wants to fill in the blank? She has the... endocrinologist. We have to ask this question. I don't know where we're dufalinase, until what age is a woman dufalinase? I could say 40, I could say 60, I don't know. But let's say 50 is an average case. You have to have some cutoff, maybe. Or maybe it depends on the particular woman herself. She says, I can't be single. I can't be, what are they saying in the world? I can't be celibate. That's the new word they use today. Which, of course, we're not goyis that. We goyis get married. You know, if you can't get married, according to halacha, so too bad. But our rabbanim were realists. Look at the Chokas Mechokas. He said, Redu Fulinasa. He used those words. Okay. So let's now take a look at Sif Lamed Dalet. And then we're going to go to Lamed Vav. And I do want to talk about Chumash a little bit. I haven't forgotten. I was asked to speak today, being Thursday. But let's first take a look at Sif Lamed Dalet briefly, and then go to Sif Lamed Vav. Sif Lamed Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says, every last word over here. Chenisha sheheid lo eid echad shetova bala b'mayim shein lem sof v'lo olav avad zichro v'nishtakach shmo. Where do those four words come from? Come from the Rambam. Where do you get it from? Harezu lo tinos yalei dezu kemoshin is born. Beishmu kuf alf. V'ein chiluk b'einim u'tamot chocham u'bein shu'ein u'tamot chocham. Where'd that come from? Where's that habit made from? Tzuvah Merabonan. Yesh lo kol. knocks that out. Vafilu im nevet kamashonim asur, knocks that out. Who is he trying to knock out over here? He's trying to knock someone out. Anybody? Did we see yesterday the Rabbi Lezmi Verdun? And we didn't read that yesterday? I thought we read the Mordechai, no? Simon Sadi Beis, I think we read that?
Yeah.
The Beis Yosef, Ayin Beis Yosef, took great umbrage. Rabbi Lezmi Verdun said, you wait long enough, it's Ovad Zichro, so you can be make. Would it come back? He says, absolutely not. It's coming Lafuke. Lafuke from the Rabbi Lezmi Verdun. And the first statement of the Beis Shmuel is Lafuke, the case of Tzur v'Merabonim. Okay. That's what the Rambam says. Obad zichro v'neshtakach shalom. So now we get to Sif Lamed Vav. Ir shekifa karko. So I asked you to see, just to get a little bit of a taste, the rush in Siman Yud Alef. We like to be at least connected to the Shas a little bit. It's a sugya mesechta gittin. But fortunately for us, the rush quoted over here in Siman Perek Tezayin, Siman Yud Alef, we just see what he quotes, and we'll see later what he does not quote. The fact that the Rush only quoted part and not left out the Gemara is meaningful, as we shall see momentarily. I take that back, as we shall see. We may not get to it until next week. I don't want to be saying something which is not true. Tanan begitin perikol aget afchav chesam et beis. Shloshe dvarav omer abaloza ben parta lefnei chachamim vikimos dvarav. One. Al ir shekifa karko. A city was besieged. Two, al svina meturevis bayam, the boat is capsizing in the sea. Three, al ayotze lidon, someone is being taken out to be judged for a death sentence. Chen becheskes kayamin, he's still alive. You know, I don't know what's called guy named Jimmy the Greek. Is that his name? The guy who gives the odds, the bookies. I'm gonna call it odds. He's giving this guy surviving. Irrelevant. We continue to becheskes chayim mamsh. Avol ir shekov shakarkov, not just besieged. It was already conquered by these surrounding armies. They broke through the walls. Usvina sheavda bayam. Not that it seems that it's lost at sea. It looks like it's going to go down. It went down already. Vayote lehorek. Not even taken out to be judged for death. He's already, they paskin his chayim misa. No, no loss. You say, okay, now he's dead for sure. No. All you get is chumrei chayim v'chumrei mesim. That's as far as we go. This is bad news, this Mishnah. Either it's varei chay or safek chay. We're not very happy with this Mishnah, as it's quoted over here. Says the Korban Asanel, Ayin shom simen hey u'mashka safti shom. Look what I wrote there in Gittin. If you want to look it up, look over the weekend. And we'll be discussing some of these things as we go. Siyata d'shmaya. In any event, Rabbosai, the Shulchan Aruch quotes us here in Sif Lamed Vav. And here we come, finally, to the some of the questions that are very, very, very painful. And we've stayed away from these questions until now, but we have to get to them. Holocaust questions. There's a kuntris over here in the Otzer HaPoskim. There's a very fascinating introduction. And I feel this introduction is worthy of our consideration. End of Sivkot and Shin Dalet. This is an Simon. Simon Lamed Vav. Al Dvar Heter Agunos Mimei HaShoah HaNatzit. Shoah kazos lo yoda umosenu b'chol shnos galusa aruka. Afet kufos hachashuchos b'yoser. B'mimodeho atzumim hi overes kol gvul v'chol musa genoshi. Gam b'kamusa, shabonis b'shlish b'amenu Hashem yim kom dama. Gam b'eichusa, halohem haim tzoyim o achzorim, v'hem im shtamshu chayos haterif ha-germanim, levatzea zmomam, Bashmolos ha'am ha'yehudi. Everyone understand what I'm saying? The Hebrew is clear enough? L'chein, gam mibchinas ha'alocha, shonim heim ha'diyunim b'hatoras ha'gunos elu, ki yo'inyonim mischalkim lefi protei ha'moros u'matzovei ha'mokom v'azman. Inyonim lo se'orom rishonim g'doli ha'poskim imos olam. Wenn ihr Harotzchen war Nazi, lo ist Amschel bei mir, der Schiette Achida, bei Chol Mekomos, beim Schalter. Rack mit Chilos, Kibusha, Mäusel, im Schiette Achas. What was that? Little Gus Ayehudi, in the so ghetto, Sogar und Mesugar, der la Frieda, Mishar, Toshav. Vlasos, Achakach, beim Katov, bei Einayim. What was Katov, bei Einayim? It was never good. Beim Mekomos, Rabin, bei Yichud, bei Rusya, Hutsu Yehudi, a ghetto, la Horeg, Minar, Vatzokin, Tafin, Noshin, bei Omechod, Biboros shehuchnu lahem meirosh b'osamok. We know they dug pits and they shot him with machine guns and they all went into the pit. Va'abodedim sheitzlichu listater b'yom azaf. Anyone who somehow snuck away. Hoy nesunim b'lebisakona gedolo u'masmedes ki atzorim chipsu u'bolshu achreim k'dei lahamisim. The Nazis were looking in the forests. They were so crazed. What about the war effort? Yeah, more important to kill the Jews. The gam shitzu es toshvei hamokam alo yehudim. The chilkulem prosim. They gave out prizes. They shi yigalu es makom achbuam. Now you know what kind of chosid umos olam, if this person hit a Jew, he himself would be killed in a second if they found out that. Bimkom as acher. Lo himisu es kulim bepam achas. Rak yishiru mekodem chilekotam. Bali umnios, people who had professions they could use, Vanashim Chazok and Beyoses, strong, able-bodied men, Kdele Natsel Osam, Ula Vidam Avodas Porech, Vayimuchzok and Begeto Miyuchot, Uve Meshach Azman, Chislu Gam Osam. As they had no more use for them, they got weaker, they killed them too. Vyesh Mehem, Shechelek Humas Alamokom, וחלק נשלח למחנוס השמודה ועבוד אז כפיה במקום הסחם. ארצוס הכיבוש של המערב אירופה, Western Europe, כאן בחלק ממזרח אירופה, לא המיסו בדרך כלל כל על המקום, רק הובלו כולם מהגטו למחנוס השמודה. They didn't kill them on the spot, they brought them to Auschwitz. The final solution. ועבוד אז כפיה, וגם אוסם שהובלו למחנוס לא היה גורל כולם שווה. הרוב הגודל הובל תכף להשמודה במתכונים המיוחדים לזה כמו תוי גז וכבשונים. The gas chambers and then the crematoria, רחמנא ליצלן. והמועט, they don't know how they made the selection, the infamous selection. You must have heard about it, read about it. Right or left? Left means you were dead. Right, you went to work. Be very relevant. You saw that. Did that mean that enough to go on? Vamua tanisha lavodas kfir. Avalom nasach yosem arasof. They never went to keep the life forever. Rakidel natzel es kocham. Kolod yachzikum amad. Hoyu muchzokim betnoim lo anushim. Berov vitzomba vachosa kol. Nosef linuyim beguf and nevish midei hamamunim aleim. Mipam lepam ayu borim gamehem chaloshim lashmidam. Vegame hamuot shenisha b'chayim yom hashichrur. Those who will somehow stay alive to the liberation of their camp. Mesu alofim urevavos. I didn't realize it was such a high number. Tens of thousands. V'magefo v'chaloyim shonim shegufam hucholosh loyochol iskabralem. It was so weak. They died with typhus and all kinds of things. They just died. Salvation. They had malnutrition afterwards. לכן היתר הגונו שבעליהן היו בימי הנאצים, ואין אלו שמבוררס על מיסוסם, רק שנב את זכרם, תולוי במסיבוס ובמצב בו רואו הסבל בפעם האחרונה, וכפי אף פרוטם שהסברו לפנינו. He says, in conclusion, as I wanted to tell you, מסגלס לפנינו השואה הגדולה שפוקדו אס עם ישראל על כל איומיהו, ולכן, מלבד ערכו ההלכתי והמעשי לשו, הרי ערכו גודל מבחינה היסטורית לדורוס. בשמשו, זכר קודש לקדושים המעונים מזה, which remember the קדושים forever on one hand, ועמוד קולון למרצחים הטמאים מזה. We should not let people in revisionists say that the Holocaust never happened. Look at all these specific shadows we have in the Chuvas, but these every inhuman case that can be possibly imagined. What a beautiful introduction. I saw it. I was about to cry. This is the introduction on page Kuf Chav Dalet. Was called Kuntres Agunos Hashem. So the very first thing, Os Aleph, of Herzog. Herzog, of course, was a Rav Rashi at the time. Someone we know was in the gas chamber. What's Allah? Rav Herzog Paskins, the gas chamber. It's a Mefurash Gemara. Kiv Shanesh. If you know he's in the gas chamber, that's it. Kiv Shanesh. Couldn't run away. That's Os Aleph. Os Beis. We know he was sent to the left. Left. Everyone knows the left, you're dead, right? No. The first tshuva they quote from Maritz Dushinsky, there were many people who survived from the left. Miyut ha-motsu Yosef Yoser, mi-mayin shel himself. That's the first four-line paragraph that they quote over three lines from Dushinsky. Ulam rabim kosu lahatik am lechatchil. Many, many rabbonim said, if you know you were to the left, the woman could remarry lechatchil. Why? Why? You have to get here. Why? This is false. Everyone knows, from the left, you were taken to the gas chambers. The Gemara Masech the Gittin, Daf Chav Ches, that we spoke about before, talks about someone who's being taken to his death. And the Gemara discusses certain possible considerations for which reason we should be machmir. And say it's you're not sure he's alive or dead. That's what the Rush quoted in Siman Yud Aleph from the Sugya Masechet Gittin, Daf Chav Ches. And in explaining why we have to be machmir, so the Gemara gives various reasons of how can a person possibly survive if he's literally was yotzei lahorig, not just to a din to a mishpah. He was they said he's they're gonna kill him. Says the Gemara like this. Come on, if he's being taken by a goyisha bezdin, he'll get out of it by shochad. He'll bribe his way out of the death sentence. He'll bribe his way out. It's possible. Can you imagine that? He'll bribe his way out. Mefurash Gemara. He'll bribe his way out. Nope. So maybe over here we should afraid he'll bribe his way out. So all the poskim say, what kind of bribe his way out? The Nazis would not take bribes. The Nazis already had all their possessions already. They took them stripped from anything they owned. What? No need, they can't bribe your way out. Impossible. So what the Gemara over here, Rabosai, is saying in Masechta Gittin, that the reason why Yotzei Lihoreg has Chumrei Chaim and Chumrei Mesim, how can it be Chumrei Chaim? Which say he certainly died. The answer is no. Maybe he bribed his way out. Here, bribing was absolutely impossible for many reasons. Impossible. Did I tell you my story on the opening day about the Minchas Yitzchak of Rav Weiss? I didn't tell you the story? Why he thought, they asked him why he became Rav Rashi Yerushalayim. And he said because he worked hard on the Agunas. Well, his first Shaila, in his first Sefer, Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph, is about the Agunas of the Holocaust. In which case he writes as follows. He writes like this. Yes, he says, there was a Ma'at min ha-Ma'at. He concedes. He went through the war. He was in the war. A Ma'at min ha-Ma'at survived even after Mengele, Yamach Shema, Vizichra poured them to the left. Rav Weiss cites a Gemara. We saw it briefly yesterday. Kufcha Kof Medbeiz. Ein Maskirin Maisa Nisim. Excuse me. Kufcha Falfa Beiz. It was like a nace. The number of survivors, when they went to the left, was so small. Now, let's take a look over here, since we're holding in Sif Lamed Vav. Right. I both say Sif Lamed Vav. Let's see, let's read it together. It says, here we go. Vayotze lehoreg ein meidin. Shem suffik chayim. Venostem chumri mesim v'chumri chayim. Says the Chalkos Machokek. Here we go. Hine gemara gittin daf chav ches. Chilku ben yotze lehoreg bedine goyim bedine Yisrael. Tre lishne. Lishne karma bezne shal umos ha'olam. Ein olam nostem nismi chayim kivadei meis choshev. Well, lishne basim bezne shal Yisrael kemeis choshev. For different reasons. We don't take the shochad, but we all melametz hus. V'noki v'tzadak al tarav. V'nireh poshut. She'ein ha'kavonah de'messiyan es ishto. No way. Even according to one lashon by either beznin. Why? T'eich yeh yotzeh lehoreg odif minafal in the gov arayis v'muguyud v'tzolav v'mayim shel himself. Elavad elo koi Rabbi Yosef the Mechalik Chil Gana. Hosam, elo didn't get to Truma the koi Rabbi Yosef. Can you give the get assuming he's alive? Can you take Truma assuming he's alive? Avala hasi es ishto le'olam e Messiah na filu ra'o magudu tzolam. Mikosh ken yotze lehoreg. Al kein a rosh bi avamis. Lo hevi rak ha-mishna ketsuraso. For lo hevi hoda Rabbi Yosef. Because Rabbi Yosef is irrelevant with respect to remarrying. Oh, this is the worst news we've seen all day. That's a chok, that's a chok. V'chein nimshachach avatur. To the kamon, simil kuf am alif. Kosev din zesha yotzi lehorog b'dine goyim acha psak din shechoshev kemeis. Af im nosen get liyod alo havi sali megureshes. Then yedzed im noda acha kach shenerek lo amin en shem echai hoya b'shas nesin esaget. Ava kos mash lo noda shenerek en mesin ishto shem echai hu. U'v'chinam kosev abeis yosef. Sherabbeinu chosh l'daser v'ashba there in Gittin, u'l'harosh in Gittin, v'siyin ishtel v'yotze l'horeg v'bezn shalumas olam, sh'ro v'yire, sh'lina hasi es ishtel l'omra v'yotze mi'olam, ani tomei ala bach, sh'dima k'fshu akarkom v'yotze l'horeg l'mayim shalim sof, u'v'gemor lo dimu rak l'sfina shavda b'yam, u'v'kulan amnisis teitze, gewalt! Come on, he said, this is Teitzei. Oy, gewalt, gewalt. So number one, the Beis Shmuel disagrees. That's like a panic. The Beis Shmuel over here, in the one I asked you to see, I added this to the Makaris yesterday, Baal Peh, the Beis Shmuel in the last line. So what does he say over here? Kama poskim, ein chilek, ein chisrolek shel goy, kulim becheskas chayim b'meis. That's a riff. L'chein lo hevi asugya. Rak mashna the Mishnah. If I feel the man down in the sphere, they hayot to the heart with Bezen Shogoyim, who beches kas meis. Because Tosin Gittin has to be a Yisrael, has to testify, etc. Chagas Mechokek says, the sugas get in Truma, but nothing to do with meis. But Allah, ain't it really? I think the Chagas is wrong. The Rosh Kosav Raya Ledivri Arif Mi Braisa. Shomim Bezen Shal Yisrael Ish Ploni Nerag. Yes, he was Ishto. Umashma Emeit Shiyotze Lehoreg. Lo. Lachin Posek Lini Get to Sali Meis Mavikai. Nishma Lehedya. Den Chilik Bedavar. Beforish Rosh at the Chalkas Mechokek is incorrect. Uvacholelu. In Nisei's Teitze. Can cut to the Rivosham Simon Shinai and Tess. In the case of the Mechaber, the Mishnah, it's Teitzei. Even though Chumrei Chayim and Chumrei Meisim, it means not all Sfekas are created equal. They're not all created equal. Keep that in mind as we shall go forward. Adka says Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchok, even according to the Chelkas Mechokek, who says they're not permitted to remarry, no matter what, he never said Teitzei. There's already a bit of a chiddush. He never said Teitze. This is discussed, Rabosai. This is the kuntris which comes right after Sifkot and Shin Dalet. If you take a look, turn back one page to Simon Sifkot and Shin Dalet proper in Os Gimel, where he discusses this Chelkas Mechokek and those who disagree with the Chelkas Mechokek. Okay? There are poskim who claim that even the Chelkas Mechokek who says that there's no way in the world he can ever remarry, might concede that in these cases, where others will say you can even remarry the Chatchila, He may concede that you already got married, then you would not have to be Tetzim. That's what the Minchas Chizkok assumes, although not everyone agrees to that assumption. Once he assumes that, he says, now, if it's Lo Tetzim, it must be a Shalav of the Rabbanim, by definition. He says, take a look, Rabbosai. In the Sofka, the Rabbanon, we go to Kula. Quote the Beis Shmuel, Rabbosai, Sivkotten Kuf Hei. Take a look. Sivkotten Kuf Hei. Sivkotten Kuf Hei. Is that right? One second. Is that correct? Maybe it's Sivkotten Kuf Dalet should be. I'm not sure where I'm. Oh, hold on. No, I'm sorry. Kuf Hei is right earlier. Kuf Hei at the end. What happens? Yesh Sofek im Mayim Shiesh himself or Mayim Shael himself? Nira Daz Lina Lakula. Do I feel the Mayim Shael himself in Mrs. Lotetze? I call Rabbi Yosef with the Rabbanim. So the Minchas Yitzchak did a two-step to get out of the problem of the Chalkos Mechokek. One, he assumes that he agrees if Nisei's Lo Teitze. And two, whenever it's Lo Nisei Lo Teitze, so then if it's a Suffolk, we have a right to be Mekel. Second Rabbanim Lekula, Machlok Besaposk. Quite. Chazanish also says that it all depends on the certainty that the individual in fact died. How certain is certain? So the Nazi's case was pretty certain. Now what happens, Rabbi Osai, if we have no evidence they went to the left? That's the next page, the next os. Again, this is in the Kuntres. Aleph was, he was in the gas chambers. Forget about it. Beis, he was sent to the left. Gimel, we don't know. We don't know. Did he go left? Did he go right? We know. Now, obviously, you're in big trouble now. At first glance, it's hopeless. Right. What are you going to do about this case? Huh? What are you going to do about this case? It's a very serious problem. A very serious problem. What are you going to do with this case? How are we going to address this case? Oh. So before getting to that, I want to discuss a couple of other matters. And I want to first... I'm going to postpone that to hold it. Let me go to a different place now, Rabbosai, and then we'll come to that. I guess I hopefully get to it on Monday. Let's look at the Beis Shmuel, Rabbosai, end of Sivkotten Tzadi Dalet. Okay? End of Sivkotten Tzadi Dalet. Okay, please. End of Sivkotten Tzadi Dalet. For those who want to look at Mara Malkum for one tshuva about the Holocaust, in addition to this, I recommend Igris Moshe Chelik Aleph Simon Mem Aleph. And that's going to get to the whole core we have to talk about the Bli Neder on Monday. But for the moment, we're going to look into Beis Shmuel, end of Sivkotten, Tzadi Dalet. Going on Sif Lamed Aleph, he writes as follows: V'mhoya go says Gimel Yomim Meidin Alav, K'moshe Kosev V'yaradeyas Minshin Lametesiv Beis, V'chein Kosev B'sefer Beis Hillel, because it says Meferish in Yaradeyah that if you know 3 days ago your relative was a go says, he starts sitting shiva, because the definition of a go is someone who can't survive for 3 days, so makes perfect sense. Okay. Makes perfect sense. So now, Rabbosai, let us turn to the Pischei Tshuva, Sivkotten Kuf Lamed Aleph. Kuf Lamed Aleph. Quotes of Beis Shmuel. Ikar Din Shel Beis Shmuel. I'm going to the a little bit halfway, a little less than halfway now, a third of the way down. Hu Tamua Ma'od. Ukfar Sigu Alav Kol HaGadolim. Beis Meir, Dagal Meir Vava, and Noda Bihu, the same person, Tosa Shabbos. And the Tosa Shabbos went so far, are you with me? Look at brackets. It's a little less than halfway through Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Kosev Sham, Sheroi Lahosir Dover Zemi Sefer Beishmul. Should erase it. You know what's going on? Erase it from the Sefer. Ulaharim Michshol Bichdei Shlo Yuna Letzadik Olavim. What does that mean? You look at the Gemara over here, I have to see. By Mayim Sheinla himself, on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph, Amen Aleph. Rav and Shmuel have a whole discussion. And there was a fear that someone would be make a shalokadim. So they quote a pasuk in Mishle. Lo yu'una la tzadik kol oven. A tzadik is not going to be make in a certain case when he shouldn't be. So Rav, Shmuel, you look it up, you say it right, if you haven't seen it yet. The fear is, chas v'shalom, to be Shmuel said something wrong, and therefore we have to correct it so he shouldn't be chalil v'chas punished for causing something which is wrong, and therefore what you have to do, erase it from the Sefer. That's a pretty dangerous way of censorship, if you ask me. You think it's wrong to censor it. Luckily, no one listened, and we slapped it in our Beis Shmuel. It's wild. That's a wild suggestion. Let's take a look, Rabbos. Kvayt. Uv'sefer Maris HaTzovas, Emes Yeshuas Yaakov, Mishkanis Yaakov, from Chaim Balozhina, Kulam Kechad Maskimim, the Dibri Abbe Shmuel Vakan, Eina Malacha, Vemidin al Ghost of Dolom, and Chilik Ben Ghost of the Shah, the Ghost of Gimel Yom. Ay, Umad the Kosha, the Fizeh, Psaka Shuchanor, Hirodeus, Simin Shinla, Matessa Nal, the Messiah of Malagosis, if the 3 days. Kosu, the Tarot, Kolecha, the Fidarko. Let's analyze that a little bit. The Sefer Beis Meir of Maris Atzovas Kosu, the Shah Mairi, Ksheo Bemokum Korov, V'yisbara dova bevada yemes o omen micholyo. Ba'omen shen lochash lo takola. Ayin shon. Okay, that's the upshot. That's the Shmuel Yaakov, the same thing. Mishnas Yaakov doesn't like that. Nasata dverecha l'shiyurin. V'kos of shon. De be'emes heim deos chalukos. And this is going to become very, very important as we speak. There's a machloikis, Rebbe Osai. What does that mean? U'ledas ma'aram ilchus smokos. V'arosh bo'et kotin shon. V'atur. The mechayvel is abel begoses, the svirle, the linen avelus as linen basaruba. They hold svirle gamkein, the gabi mayim shein themselves besablim. Yeah, they hold. You can have avelus even though you're not sure the person died. Like when the woman can't remarry, do avelus anyway. Ad kam mishkenes Yaakov. Vakati lo hold b'zel latar tavi shulchan aruch. Why? Shaposik v'simin shin ayin hei, siv zayin ayin shemashach, de ein mis avalim v'mayim shen lim sof. So Shulchan Aruch passes his noah velos, mayim shen lim sof. Why? Because she may not remarry. U'v'simin shin la metes posak, abay reinu shkrov chagoses, mis avalim. 2 and 2 is 4. So the mechaba must hold that she can remarry. That's exactly what the Beishmul said. U'v'tshuvas not a Behuda, cause of the tarts. The shamari she'ein lo isha, then locha shetakala. The case of shin lamites, it wasn't a married man. V'chein b'farish b'tshuvas chacham tzvi. U'luchor hu tamua, to makor haidina the yoradeis in the shin lamites, hu midivei arash shali b'oret katan, shamisa b'zeh halosh. Maisa beisha shahoisa rechoka mibarla malach dal yomim. Ubo vigidolo hinachna was isheich gosis. Vahora meir shetis abel. No, don't tell me that that's the husband. It's a case where there was a husband. Ach beemes, the pischachuva is ingenious. Hadova nocha mod. Kashen akayim elu ashne tirutzim keechot. Umeyat. Al maharam vahorosh akos vashe ishto misabelas lo kosher. The Eshloma Kemoshkal Vitshuvas Mishkanis Yaakov Anal, the Inu Bemis Svilahu, the Gambamayim Shem Limsov, Miss Ab. Thou Shulchan Aruch Gam Kain Lo Kosher, Thou Shulchan Aruch Bemis Lo Kosev, Dishto Mishtabelis. Rakshina Halosha the Kosev, Misha Armolo or Inu Krovcha, didn't say Balech. And the Chacham Tzvi, not a Behuda. Marib ain't no isha. What a riot. It's like a wild answer over here to be found in the Pisrei Tshuv. Fantastic. Rabbi said, what comes out? Halacha l'maaseh, my World Trade Center cases. Were they allowed to observe the Shiva? Or were they not allowed to observe the Shiva? What do you say?
No!
We were upset when one of the Choshev Rabbonim told the local case that she's permitted, she wanted desperately to sit Shiva. He permitted her to sit Shiva. We said, how can that be? I guess the answer is the Mishkan is Yaakov, says the Machlokas, with all the Arishonim, that the Maram and the Rosh and the Tur presumably hold that it's okay. So even though I was upset, I didn't say anything.
Wait.
Yeah.
I know a person allowed to volunteer a Lilus.
No, but not in this case. The whole reason why you're not allowed to do Lilus because it's going to lead to a conclusion which is premature that the husband died. Okay. Rabosai, I'm going to show you now just one more thing. I want to talk a little bit about the Parsha. The Mordechai Siman Tzadi Beis. I'm not sure if you actually saw it yesterday in print. I don't want to spoke about it. My memory is failing me here, and I want to just...
Tzadi and
Tzadi. So we didn't see it. So now, Rabosai, before on the way to the Mordechai, please turn to the Rosh, the beginning of the 16th parak. Just turn for a minute, for 1 minute. It's all on the Makaros. I'm not sure if you saw it yet. This is the Rosh, the last parak. Korban Asanel Os Gimel. The whole discussion here, and this is going to be very, very, very relevant. It comes up in a different context. What kind of rov? A rov Mieta Matsui, Mietchena Matsui. So the Rosh here says as follows. After he says Kiddushin Daf Pei. For Kosha, the feet, Pirusha, Mehod, the Mayim Shen Lem Sof, the Armina, the Kaman Kuf Chafalf and Beis, Emnises Lomav Kinemine, Afal Gav, Tika Cheskas Eshes Ish, Umiut Nitzolin. Umiut Nitzolin. What is the answer? Vieshloma, the Shani Hani, Tavimiet Loshicha Klal. And even Rameh is not worried about it. It says it's a miyad shalosh shiach klal. It says the Korban Asanel Gimel. B'bchoros peragimus min beis. U'vago seis nami lo azlina basaruba lahasi ishto. Shud desamchinan miyuto lechayim lecheskas eishes ish. Akocha adliel koi. Shemevi od raya desamchinan b'miyut lechazok. Kesem arsho. Aval Baal Tosef says yontav sham kosef. This is a madani yontav in B'chorus. Miloshin Rabbeinu Dehocha Nirem, to bego says Nami Lechatchila Ein Meiden Olav Shumes, Avlemni says Lo Mafkinon, Domedame Go says Ledin Mayim Shelim Sof, Vizachinish Din, Lahate Bidiyevim Ashloniska Bechol Aposkim. But you know what? I think he's right. Yamotosik Risik Dvarav Kuf Chav Aleph Tosis Velohi. What does Tosfos say? Lo chashina lo also rov. Votinasa lechatchila is kabbai tuvim rabbonim. Kemo rov goses in. Shema mina. The begoses nami. Lechatchilu lo tinase. Hemnis lo mafkina mine. Vechein adem Hashem himself. Vedeyev lo mafkina mine. So to goses. Wow. Achidish nifla v'noira. Hemnis lo tetsi. And our final Chiddush Nifla for the day. Mordechai Siman Tzadi Beis. And by the way, the Rosh Yeh, this is again my comments for next time. The Rosh Yeh said that the Miut by Mayan Shem Lesof is Eino Motsu, Klal, Lo Shriach, Klal, 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 Klal. What did Tosfos say in the Aflam Avam Beis, if you saw what I asked you to say? I guess you didn't see it yet. Let's read one line. Before we go to the Mordechai, I'm just trying to finish up. And then we show it. Next week we'll get to the post. Lamed Vav and Beis. I'll be one line out of context. Omeri, the third wide line of Latin Tosis. The Chayshina Lemiyut Motsu Kazeh Kibabamayim She'en Lehem Sof. The Tosis says that the Mayim She'en Lehem Sof is the Miyut HaMotsu. We just saw Tosis, it said over here. We seem to say, let's take a look at Tosis Kufcha Falafam and Alf. just for a second, to see it inside. Just for a second. Voloi, loshna tzuvim merabonon. Afal gav derubayu tzuvim merabonon. Isolik kolislei. Nikon lo chashina lo sarov. Volotinos lo chathila. Kamal gabi gosin. Dein meiden alein. Afal pisha rubon mesin. So what does that mean? Is it motzi, not motzi? So here we saw there's going to be a steer in the rush itself. Totally different from baliatosis. Rav Moshe points this out. The rush here we just saw in Perek Tazayin says the miut when it comes to Mayim Shem Lazav is Eino Shchiach Klal. So that's what Lotate say. The rush himself in Bechoros, where that Madaniyotim is found, he tells exactly the Maramakum. The rush is, if you want to look up the rush, you can see it. It's in Bechoros, Rav Osai. The rush is found in Bechoros here in Perek Gimel Simon Beis. He says it's a Mira Motzui, steer in the rush. So that we have to talk about next week. Just let me do the Mordechai, I will stop. I just want to get to the parsha. But I have to read you this Mordechai. Simon Sadi Beis. Simon Sadi Beis. Here we are. In this edition, it's on page Yud Zayin. Shuvas Rabbi Elazar miVardun. Diktek. Midik Oma Mayim Shein Lem Sof Ishto Asura V'lo Kama Asura La'olam. Can you imagine? Left out the word La'olam. Shema Mino D'Lav La'olam Kama. Do you believe it? This is a diuk? Wow. So on this basis, Lehater Isha Shein is Agla, next page Yudches, Arba Shonim. Missing 4 years, he's missing. Ki nitba bala, v'chazokos mochichos shenitba, ki akelem asher ito besfina nimtzu al sfas hayam. V'chein, kosei Rabbeinu Avraham b'Rav Moshe, shekol ma shehurglu la'olam l'farsh t'asura la'olam, nishim d'stomakam asura. V'lo yoav kitzva l'dor. V'al zeh mashmos yesh et t'moa? No. Ravashi had a havamina tzurva rabbonon afilu b'mayim shen lem sov muteres. Di solik kol islei. Im kain. V'diri ha-mefaresh asura li'olam. V'azina bas astama d'katoni asura stam. Im kain tzurva rabbonon lama lo nostu shir mosei muteres. Sherei zeh bo k'mon asat l'drecha l'shirin. T'shem mehirchik malach yom 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 yomayim v'yotza. הרי צריך להמתן עד שיבוא שמעון ויגיד איך נעשה דבר וכמו שזה הדבר צובי רבונו סמכו באומדן דייטו אף על פי שאין זה הדבר מפורש ונמשת הכל נתקדה הבמינה so too סמכי באומדן דייטו כמו כן כאן יש לומר אפילו היכה דלקה צובי רבונו סמכי אומדן דייטו דמי ישנו ומי רב אברום כוסף דקושה בעין אב להתיר even though the fact that it didn't say the word le'olam was not as proof, but we, from the Torah Rabbanah, you see that the language of the Mishnah is incomplete. It's incomplete, like the Torah Rabbanah. It's incomplete that if it's many, many, 4 years pass, we have a right to be mekil. Rav Yoh didn't like it. He says, Roy ho l'shamto ha'mat l'chadchil l'kuv de Rav Shila. Because, you know, Rav Shila, by Mayim Shem himself, you put him in cherim. That's a Gemara Mefurish. V'lo kovu chachomim zman l'dova, v'en b'yodeinu levado zman b'libeinu, u'dvorim b'lo raya v'los amas los, ki b'mokom shirotzo chachomim l'hatir pirshu ha'dvorim, hei n'p'ye, m'sich l'vitumo, p'soliedus, rabos kelim. Yesh b'kom ha'shir chmir chachomim, v'lo choshen igingo, mayim shen lem sof, roi m'gu et solim, chayim achil et sof, lo nidim b'asa umdada de shchicha. U'ma shalafam, mekilim ishe m'guna, b'furish perk, ki akilim b'sof, etc. Come on! Urcha de Talmud le misne asura asura stamp asura le olam. Come on! Ach b'malkam shenogu l'shanas le olam yesh tam b'dover yirei shiva masof kol olam. That's what we stop. We go back to that base, right? The last shiva got back to the first litzur, etc., etc., etc. Adka. Big machlekes. Then next week we'll have to get into this machlekes in earnest and. Barichas could be that nowadays is different than in those days. That's a very, very important point. Why is now different? Why?
Internet.
the internet community. They didn't have it. They're talking about Chassam Sofer. We'll get. I don't want to give it away. You look in the chuvas, the Pesach chuvas that we have, also our poskim, that things are different nowadays. Okay, I want to talk about the parasha Lewis. I said I would, so we'll stop the Gemara Shia and open up the parasha. I'm about to say just a few minutes. This week is parasha Shlach, which is the parasha Zamaraglim. Everyone understands the parasha Zamaraglim is a story which happened, a sad story from a few thousand years ago, and most of us think it's a history. What's it do with us today? The Raglan happened so long ago, has no bearing on what goes on in our lives. I'm here to tell you today, nothing could be further from the truth. Everything in Torah Seinu HaKadosh is forever, and the lesson of the Meraglim is certainly included in this category. Let's open up the Parsha, yeah, the Chumash, is certainly online, and see what the Parsha tells us about the mission of the Meraglim. What did they do? What did they say? And what was their chet? So the Meraglim come back and say, the Farisha description. I tell you what happens. Eretz Zovas Cholav Udvashi. Zovas Cholav Udvashi was that period. Pshee! It's great. The country's great. Flowing with milk and honey. Efes Ki Az Ha'om Ha'yoshe Be'oretz Ve'ha'orim B'tzuras Gedolos Mod. So what? What's it? They told the truth! What's this, a whitewash? If Moshe Rabbeinu sent them to tell the truth, they told the truth. It's just facts. Facts! Facts! They didn't do anything wrong yet. What happens? What happens? People are getting depressed. So Kolev rises to the occasion. Now what happens? Now what did this Meraglim say? Yeah, right on. Then it would have no, would be no chet, and it would have carried. They would have carried the day. What did they do instead? Here's the chet. V'anoshim asher olu imo amru lo nuchal lalos elohon ki chazak hu mimenu. Who asked you? This is part of your mission to analyze the military prospects and the spiritual prospects. No. The Shalom explains that what was the original point? Azam Oram Bitsuras Kadosmod. That's exactly the point of the Shalom. The whole point of the Shalom of this Shlichus was to explain to Klal Yisrael, there's no way you can conquer this land naturally. Impossible. That's exactly the point. And if they would have stopped there, they would have done exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted them to do. Exactly. Indeed, they had to testify that the only way they can get into it, into this land, is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, if you have a chumash in front of you, literally or virtually. In Parshas Ekev, place. What's happening over here? This is this, here it goes. This is false. It's a description of what happened at the time of the Chet Hamaraglim. Or excuse me. Take it back. The forecast, Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph, Shema Yisrael, Ata Over Ayom Masayadim, Lovo Loreshes Goyim Gedolim Atzumim Mimeko, Orim Gedolos Uvisus Bashamayim, Am God Over Om Bnei Anokim, Asher To Yadata Lashamatam, Misadat Nei Bnei Anok, Yadat Ayom, Ki Hashem Alokecha Hu Over Lefanecha Eish Ochlo, Hu Yashmideim, Hu Yachliyem Lefanecha. That's exactly the point. The point, they use the same words. The same words that the Meraglim used, right? You lead the Anak or Ambitsuris. That's exactly the point. You can only go in with Hashem's help. That was the purpose of the Meraglim. And that was what Kolev said. The problem is that the other Meraglim didn't have faith. And therefore, what'd they say? What'd they say to the other Meraglim? Lo nuchal lalas es alam ki chazaku mimenu. Archul's translations. It is too strong for us. That's a pshuta. Says Rashi. Kiviyachol klapei mal amru. He meant doesn't mean from stronger than us, stronger than Chavir Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. That's what they meant. That's exactly the point. Now let's go back, Abos, if you have a Chumash, the very opening Rashi in the whole Chumash. Opening Rashi. First Rashi. Everyone knows the first Rashi. If you have a little Chumash, the very first one. Bereishis Aleph Aleph. Does everyone know what it says there? Omer Yitzchak. The opening Rashi. Why? Who needs Bereishis? Who is Bereishis? Shesah Chosh Talachem. Koach Masav Higiliyam Olosam Nachas Goyim. Im Yom Umas Olam Lisrael Listem Atem. Shekavash Tamaratus Yeshivet Goyim. Him Omer Melem Kol Aras Hashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Bura Unasana Lashay Yashar Bienav. Britson and Asana Lahem. Uvasana Natalam Ham and Asana Lano. Rashi, the first famous Rashi from the Medrash. Question. I've asked a question. Why can't any thief justify his behavior and his ownership in this way? God gave it to me. Any thief. I'll steal your car, it's mine. God gave it to me. Good question, huh? So the Be'er Yosef, Yosef Salant, explains as follows. Had Am Yisrael conquered Eretz Yisrael by natural means, Enochinam. Proved nothing. Abandoned the car, hijacks the car, proves nothing. Steals a diamond ring, proves nothing. But precisely because it was done supernaturally, even the enemy has to recognize that we are entitled to Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly the point. Now we come to my point for today. Rav Yosef Salant was such a Navi. He was Nifter some years ago. You cannot imagine what unbelievable. He predicted, foresaw what's going on today. It's famous, what's called the inferiority complex that you have. We were like grasshoppers in our eyes, and so were we there. And so were we in their eyes. In ours, their eyes. Inferiority complex. He says, no, it's not pshat. Not pshat. Look at the Gemara, Bosai. The Masechta Baba Kama. What's the Masechta Baba Kama, Rabosai? Baba Kama, Kuf, Tes, Zion, Amud Beis. Chagovim is found there. What does it say over there? What's Chagovim? Chagovim means Gazlonim. Yeah. Gazlanim. Yomesh had Slotzah, the whole story. The Gazlanim. Arbe Gazlanu. Sh'ochal Tvuas Kaladam. Rashi. We considered ourselves thieves. What do you mean? There's an indigenous population. How dare you? Remove the Eretz Shivamim and the seven nations have been living there for hundreds of years. Oh. We can't go in there. We can't go in there. Can't go in. Rabbi Osai, not only did they reject Kolov's advice not to fear, they viewed themselves as thieves. No, if we consider ourselves thieves, guess what's going to happen? The guy was certainly going to Hodos, Baal, and command him to me. Your body again of him. Listen to this now. This is an incredible shout out to Kliyok. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayotziu Dibas Oretz Asher Torah Osa El Bnei Yisrael Emo. Official translation. We're huge! Exclamation point. Midos. How do we use the word midos in our parlance these days?
Character traits.
The Kliyaka says, how can we go take away? They're honest people, moral people. How can we take away their land? Cleocus said so. They're just and righteous. We have no right to destroy them. And if we're going to, of course, we're going to lose. Rabbi Sai, were the people in Canaan in reality so moral? Oh, are you kidding? Took a look back in Parshas Achimos, where it says, "Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim, uChemase Eretz Canaan, Asher Yisrael lo sasu." They were the most perverted of all people. Mekul kolim mikol umo, says Rashi. But you know, people of certain leftist ideas, they view, oh, they're the most moral people that's living in Israel. We can't touch them. We can't go near them. As a matter of fact, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu kick the Canaanim out of Eretz Yisrael? Uverishas HaGoyim. Right? Berishas HaGoyim. The spies ignore this fact to support their claim that conquering Eretz Yisrael is theft. They know, but they looked at it differently. They were blind to it. This claim enabled them to refuse to fight the enemy they feared. And why were they feared? Because of their faith in Hashem. Rabbi Sai, you think that this is history? Mamish, we see exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Some Israelis view us as thieves. Some say we're thieves in what they call Yehuda v'Shomron. Those who are more consistent say we're thieves in Haifa, for sure. Yerushalayim, for sure. For sure. There's much more land that we occupy now that was inhabited by Arabs, really, in Yerushalayim and Haifa, than in Ariel and Male Adumim. Just picking things out of my head. Is that a correct statement? I think it's Pashut. But they don't understand it. They don't understand it. Shem Yirach. Number one, we believe the land is ours because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Even Ben Gurion said so. For the biblical claims. Biblical claims. The real problem is, and they say it beferish, this can't go on forever. We're afraid of the Arab demographic majorities, whatever they say. Because you don't believe in Hashem, so you're afraid. We have greater faith in Hashem. Because Baruch Hu can enable us. You think Tzal is so smart. They are smart. Yiddish Akep. You think the fact that they are always able to be seen to one ahead of the other, it's only because they're smart. Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us. He saved us in the 6-day war, in the Yom Kippur war, in the 48 war. He saved us from everything. It's all Hashgacha Pratis, Reb Osa. And let's not forget, the enemy is not such a big tzaddikim as Anshei Midas, as they claim to be. Let's be real. Let's be real. I don't have time because I want to end. I'd like to end on time. But there is a tradition that once we came back to Eretz Yisrael in great numbers and we've achieved great agricultural success, as the Sanhedrin of Tzadiches, and military and political independence, there's not going to be a third Churban. If you take a look in the Eicha, in Eicha, Eicha says, "Tamavonech Bastia, lo Yosef laglosech." Not going to be a third ghost. Once we've already come back there to Yisrael, I think we don't know for sure what's going to happen. We have a right to have a greater bitach. Let us not repeat the chayla of the Meraglim. Let's all pray to Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us hatzlacha in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world. The Shabbos to one of them. Yeah.
So I know there are going to be a lot of sources about the Mordechai's Kiddush was, whether it still applies to them. In the fourth parak, so the Gemara says a person shouldn't marry.
Whose is this?
Oh, that's right.
It's okay. Yeah?
A person shouldn't marry a wife.